بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومولاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you doing? MashaAllah, great to see everybody. I am actually in a new place and you might hear some interruptions. I guess people are used to hearing interruptions when I'm doing classes with my kids, but a little bit more today, possibly. But we're going to try our best to avoid that, inshallah. we're going to begin, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, with the study of Surah Mulk, inshallah. And there's a few items to cover from that study. And then I think we may have a little bit of time for just any other question answers that we may have. Our goal is to finish until ayah number 11 of Surah Al-Mulk. And then the objective is to continue studying in the tutorial Surah Mulk throughout steps 2 and complete the study of Surah Mulk. And then we complete the study of Surah Mulk, then restart the study of Surah Mulk afterwards from the beginning, reapplying everything that we have learned, or applying everything we have learned to previously studied ayat that allows us to start to absorb the meaning and also absorb the rules better, inshallah ta'ala. So that's the strategy for the tutorials for steps 2 along with steps 1 here, alhamdulillah. Today is, of course, our last tutorial, and our goal is to get to ayah number 11, which is roughly the first page of Surah Al-Mulk. Okay, that said, let us get started. We were on ayah number 9. Ayah number 8 we had discussed before. Ayah number 8 went as follows. Ayah number 8, but the ayah before that is, we're just going to start with that, just the translation, because it's related to ayah number 9. Ayah number 8 said, تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ. The fire, it is almost bursting. Min, which means from, but here, bursting from rage is bursting with rage. Okay? كُلَّمَا means every time. أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ. A group is thrown in it. Okay? سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. Its keepers will ask them, right? The keepers of the fire of hell will ask the people being thrown in the fire of hell, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Did not a warner come to you? Okay, that's the question. The answer to that question would be قَالُوا بَلَى. قَالُوا means
قَالُوا.
Can't see. Oh, there it is. Qalu, it says they will say. Okay. Qalu. However, in reality, Qalu is a past tense fi'il, as we will see in steps 2, inshallah. Okay. Qalu is actually a past tense fi'il. It's translated as present tense here for a rhetorical purpose. Okay. The rhetorical purpose is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the future in the past tense. He's speaking about paradise and hellfire, day of judgment, the akhirah, in the past tense, using the past tense. As if, you know, to imply that just like the past is a fact, right? The past is a fact. You can't change the past. The future is just as much a fact as well. The future, particularly the akhirah, is just as much a fact as well. And that's why he's using the past tense fi'l. So, qalu actually means they said. But we will translate it as they will say to keep it consistent with the translation of word by word. And also to keep in mind the actual objective of the ayah, which is to talk about the future with so much driving home the point that this is so certain to happen. This is so certain to happen. Qalu, they will say. Okay. Bala. What does bala mean?
Bala.
Bala means yes. Okay. Are there other words in Arabic for yes? What do you think, people? Yes, there are other words in Arabic for yes. Like you have correctly mentioned, na'am. Okay. I wonder, I made a video once about this. Difference between bala and na'am. I think I made a video about this. I don't know if it's still published. Oh, look at that. It's still there. April 1, 2012. Okay. Oh, what a...
Did you go to school?
Oh, look at the resolution of this video, huh? Okay. I'll post this for you. The difference in the usage of bala and na'am in response to Arabic questions. Okay. I'll post that for you, inshallah ta'ala. Well, the answer here is bala means yes in certain contexts. Na'am means yes in certain contexts. In the context here, bala means yes. Okay, qalu bala. Okay, you with me, people? Certain contexts, bala means yes. Other contexts, na'am means yes. All right. Qad, what does qad mean? Qad means, very good, Sister Mahdiya. It means indeed.
Qad?
Indeed. It's an instrument of emphasis. Do you remember, if anybody remembers, what comes after Qad? I mentioned this in passing, so maybe you remember. Any ideas? What type of word comes after qad? If you don't remember, no problem. After qad always will come a fi'l. Okay? Always after qad will come a fi'l. Ja'ana. Okay? Let's look at the word ja'ana. Ja'ana. Do you spot a pronoun? In ja'ana. Anybody spotting pronouns? People are strangely silent today. What is happening? Okay. All right. So we have two suggestions. Suggestion number one is ana. Suggestion number two is na. Okay. How is ana written? Okay. How is ana written? I want you to check the textbook. I'm going to open it for you, but I also want you to maybe, if you're able to, check it. Here is the textbook. I will go to the place for the pronouns. Down, 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 down. Black boxes. Oh boy. All right. Is this a plant? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. How's that? Better? Perfect. Okay. Check this out, people. How is ana written? Tell me. The Hamzatul Qatar, specifically. Is Hamzatul Qatar? Is it there? Is there a Hamzatul Qatar, firstly? Yes or no? Indeed, there is a Hamzatul Qatar. Okay, the next question I'll ask you is, what does the Hamzatul Qata sit on? Hamzatul Qata is sitting on an alif. Yes or no? Right? Great. Is the Hamzatul Qata here sitting on an alif? Is it people? It is not sitting on an alif. Okay. The second thing to notice is how it's spelled. Do you remember, Anna, I told you there's a little, there's like a zero on the alif. This, I couldn't write that properly, but there's like a zero here. Remember that? On the alif. Pronounce Anna like that. Is that here in the Mus'haf? Is that there on this alif? No, right? So this is not Anna, right? This, the fi'l is Ja'a. The fi'l is Ja'a. So this is Qalu is a fi'l. Qalu is a fi'l. Bala is a harf. Qad is a harf. Ja'ana, we have how many words now? We have two words. Oh, Sister Allah, you won't be wrong if you said three, but just the way they're written is in there's one, the word number one is here. That's one word, that's a fi'l. Right? And then the second one is this na, right? You with me? That is a ism and this is a pronoun. Yes or no? What type of pronoun is this? Standalone or attached? Na. You're like, well, you're saying it's attached, but it's not attaching to the Hamza. Well, fair point. But standalone, when I say standalone, means it's a word by itself. Standalone is something like Ana or Nahnu, right? Or Anti, Antuma, Antum. Attached is it comes at the end of a word. It's, you know, it's part, like it can't be separated from the word. Without it, it won't make sense. You see, when I point to it, the whole thing lights up. Ja'ana. You with me? In fact, it is an attached pronoun. It's a little tricky because, like you are correctly seeing, it's not attached. Hamza is not attached to the noon. But Hamza doesn't, nothing attaches to Hamza. Okay? Exactly. It's just a spelling rule. So Ja'ana is two words. The first word is Ja'a. Ja'a. Ja'a means came, right? Ja'ana. Ja'a means came. And then I have Na. What does Na mean? Na here would mean to us, right? Us. Ja'ana nadhirun. Do you remember what nadhir it means? Nadhirun. Nadhir. Nadhirun. Very good. Nadhir means a warner. Correct. A warner. The root letters for nadir are
nadirun.
Noon, the, and ra. Noon, the, and ra. And that means a warning. It means a warning. Okay? قَدْ جَأَنَا nadir, a warner. What does it actually refer to? Came us a warner, i.e. Warner came to us. Yes or no? Great. Warner came to us. The word to is not anywhere, right? There's no word to in the ayah, is it? There's no word to. Now, what we'll learn in steps two, inshallah, is how fi'l, when a fi'l forms what's called a jumla fi'liya, a sentence with fi'l. When that happens, what takes place is the meaning of harf is often either changed or, excuse me, implied. Not just implied like how we had off and is, but implied in various ways. Like various words are implied differently. This is the nature of how fi'l are. That's why we're doing fi'l after doing ism, because ism is easy to say. Off is always implied in mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Is always in jumla ismiya, right? In fi'l, it's becoming a little tricky and often is dictated by context. Okay? So that's why the word to is not there. We'll understand this once we have studied fi'l and then what's called the actor, fa'il, and the acted upon maf'ul bihi. Once you study these three parts, then inshallah, it will be easy for us to get this idea. Where is this two coming from? Why isn't there a two here? And whatnot. Okay. For now, you can use your, just the sense of how to translate something like came us a warner, i.e. came, a warner came to us. You can use that as your guiding principle, inshallah. Okay. Nadhirun fakadhabna. Okay. What does the word fa mean? Fa means so. All right. Nadhir is a ism. Fa is a harf. Is it a harf jar? What comes after hafjar? After hafjar has to be an ism, majroor, right? So there's two reasons why fa is not a hafjar. Reason number one, the word after it, kadhabna, is a fi'l. As we'll see. But we denied. Okay, denied. The second reason is, hafjar is not, it's a limited list. Okay, it's a small list. Fa is not on that list. Okay. The easy way to remember is fa is not a harf jar. You can memorize them. That's, you know, if you want to do that. They're written in the course notes. But in, I don't know. Maybe it helps. Maybe it doesn't help. But definitely knowing what's not a harf jar, I feel is a little easier. Like fa, not a harf jar. Wa, not a harf jar. You know what I mean? Either way, as long as you arrive at the same destination, we're good to go. Kadhabna. What does kadhabna mean? Kadhabna. Kadhabna means we denied, right? We denied. Also, a translation is belied, which is to call someone a liar. Also, is to reject. All these are related meanings. The root letters here are kaf, the, and ba. Kadhaba is to tell a lie. Kadhaba, family two, is to say someone is a liar. Okay? Ah. The Raya has asked the question that I was going to get to in a little bit. MashaAllah, it's a great question. But first, Sister Mahdiya asks, is fa a connector? Fa is indeed a connector. However, it is not the connector that we know. Okay? The connector we know connects what? Connects what? How many isms does it connect? It connects two isms, right? And status and meaning. Yes or no? You might remember I told you there's more connectors. Connectors that connect to verbs, and connectors that connect to isms. Connectors that connect to jumlas. It is a connector, but it's a connector we haven't studied yet. All right? Because we haven't studied fi'l yet, that's why. But good intuition, mashallah, well done. Brother Ra'id asks, كَذَّبْنَا, we said we denied. How come is it we denied and not he denied we, or he denied us, or something else, right? How come? Okay? This is something, okay? This is something, this na, you're looking at ja'ana, very good. This is something we will do in steps two, day one. Okay? Steps two, day one, we're going to do this. How do you change the actor of the fi'l? You see, the actor here is what? We denied, right? We. The actor here is they. Are you with me? When the actor changes, the actor, especially when the actor is a pronoun, the fi'l also changes. Okay? So here, this na, is it a pronoun? The answer is yes. But this is a very special type of pronoun, which you have not studied. It only comes as part of a fi'l. It does not come attached to a fi'l or attached to an ism or attached to a harf. This one comes packaged in the fi'l itself. Do you remember when we started our studies very early? I said the fi'l is an action and an actor together. Do you remember that? Right? The actor there is actually a pronoun, always. And that pronoun, that's that pronoun, this noun. We haven't studied that yet. And for good reason. Because that is going to be the first thing we study when we study fi'l. Okay? First, we got to learn the other pronouns just to be comfortable with the idea of pronouns. Then, and only then, we go into the fi'l and its pronoun. Are you with me, people? What does wa mean? Wa means and. Very good. Wa means and. Qulna. What does qulna mean? Qulna means.
Wa qulna.
We said. Right? We said. So let's go back to qulna. Qulna. We said. Correct? The interesting thing here is wa is a harf and qulna is a what? Is a fi'l. All right. Do you spot something fishy in this fi'l? The same na, right? The same one here. You spotted that, didn't you? Good. Alhamdulillah. Again, this is the pronoun that is part of the fi'l. It's packaged with the fi'l. Did we discuss that yet? Didn't do this one yet, right? Okay, good. Now you know what's coming on steps day one. Steps two, day one. Okay, now you know. All right. وَقُلْنَا, we said, ma. Ma means what? Ma means It can mean what, and it can also mean not. Both things. Okay? You're like, how can a word mean both things together? How is that possible? A lot of words are like that, right? A lot of words could mean like two things. How do you know? Context. How do you know? Context is what tells us, right? Ma is crazy. I would agree. ma means not here. Okay? But also, as you're correctly pointing out, it means what in other contexts. When you're asking a question, it's what. When you're negating, it is not. There is a method to the madness, which we will learn after having studied a little bit of the fi'l. Okay? Ma is a harf still, right? Is ma a harf jar? Ma is not a harf jar. Okay? The answer is ma. Nazzala. What is nazzala? Nazzala is a fi'l. Excellent. Thank you very much. We've done a few, some activities with the fi'l nazzala when we were studying our word patterns. Nazzala means?
Nazzala.
To send down. He sent down, right? Or sent down. Okay. Sorry about that. He sent down. And then Allahu is obviously the word Allah is an ism. And what does the word Allahu mean? It means Allah. Right? Yes or no? Ma nazzalallahu min. What does min mean? From shay'in. What does shay'in mean? A thing. Shay'in, a thing. Okay, what does this jumla actually mean? And we said, not he sent down Allah, i.e., Allah has not sent down from a thing. Allah sent down anything. The min is actually is a way of emphasis. If we were to say ما نزل الله شيئا, Allah has not sent down anything, that would be good. If you say ما نزل الله من, assalamu alaikum. Mute all. Okay. I am not sure what happened there. I did. I'm surprised. I'm just like trying to see what happened here. Okay. All right. We're back. Very bizarre. Okay. Here we are with let's resume. All right. What was I saying? I was saying something about min shay, right? Min. So the min here is actually a bit of an emphasis. That's why I put the exclamation mark. Okay? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, or if in like an Arabic sentence you say, ma nazzalallahu shay'an, you have to make this mansub, it would mean Allah has not sent down anything. But if you were to say, ma nazzalallahu min shay'in, you add the min, that actually adds emphasis to the sentence. Okay? Are you with me, people? In What does the word in mean?
In?
The word in.
In?
Means not. This is another word for not. This is another word that has multiple meanings. Okay? Not. Antum. What does antum mean? Antum means you all. Antum is you all. Illa. Illa means
illa.
It says but or except, right? We can say except. Yes? La ilaha illallah. There's no God except Allah, meaning the only God that's true is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa fi. What does fi mean? Fi means fi right here. Fi. Fi means in. Are you with me, people? Dalal. Dalalin. Dalalin. It says here, Dalalin.
Dalalin.
Error, right? Also misguidance. Error. It's from the root letter, Dad, Lam, Lam. Dalla. Dalin. All those things mean error, misguidance, losing your way. If you were to look up this word in, say, Quran corpus, for example, and we look at the Quran dictionary, and look at Dad, Lam, Lam, right there. As you can see, it means to go astray, to err, to lose, like lose your way, right? All those are the meanings of dalla or dalal. Okay, dalal is actually a master. Okay, dalalin kabirin, kabirin. What does kabir mean? Kabirin. Kabir.
Kabir.
Great. It's from the root letters kaf, bara, kabura, which is to be big. Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest. Are you with me? Okay, so dalalin should be, by the way, what's it? Dalalin kabir, error. So how would you translate this? Not you all, except fi dalalin kabir, which means you all are not except in great error. But what does this mean? It means you all are exclusively or only in great error. That's one of the meanings, or that's one of the implications of illa, by the way. Saying not and then saying except in Arabic. Not and then saying except. What it ends up doing is makes the meaning of exclusively. Meaning you guys are wrong exclusively. We're not wrong. That's what this ayah is saying. Who says this? Who says this? What do you think, people? The ayah before, we spoke about the people who are going to the guards asked the question, did not a warner come to you? Who is saying, yes, a wanderer came to us? Who said that? The people going to the fire of hell, right? Yes or no? What did they say? They said, let's put it all together. They will say, qalu, in this context mean, they will say, what will they say? Yes. Qad ja'ana nadhir. Qad ja'ana nadhir. A warner came to us. And then what do? So we denied, huh? And said, Allah has not sent down anything. You all are exclusively in great error. You with me, people? That's what they said. The people going to the fire of hell will say this. They said a warner came to us, but we denied this warner. And on top of that, we said Allah has not sent down anything. And on top of that, we said you are the one in error, not us. This ayah proves that the people going to the fire of hell would have received and then rejected the warning of the next life. The warning about Allah as the one who is our Lord, and He is to be worshipped alone and with nobody else, and He sends prophets. And then rejecting that means eternity in fire hell. That's what it means. That these people have received the message, then rejected the message. This ayah is clear proof of that. Because of what reason? Kullama ulqiya fiha. Every time a group is tossed in the fire hell, they will say the following. Or they will be asked the following, and then they will say the following. They'll be asked, did not a warner come to you? They will say what? They will say, yes, indeed. And then they will say, a warner came to us, but we denied the warner. And we said, Allah has not sent down anything. And you are in error, not us. Are you with me, people? All right. Let us look at what this ayah has in terms of our rules of grammar. Okay. Pronouns. Tell me, what's the first pronoun here? From starting from qalu, what's the first pronoun? Tell me when to stop if you don't want to like write it. People, are you with me? What's happening today? Where's the first pronoun? People. Nah, thank you, brother. Right? Jazakallahu khairan. Right there. Yay. That's a pronoun. Okay, next one. Here. Here. All right. This is a pronoun, but we're going to write it with the blue because we don't know what this means yet. Okay, what about this, why is a pronoun? No. What about na here? Which color should I use? Blue. All right. What about nazzala? Pronoun? No pronoun. Okay. In? I'll tell you. In? Not pronoun. Antum, pronoun or not? Yes. Great. Antum is what type of pronoun? Standalone or attached? Na is what type of pronoun here? Standalone or attached? This na, these two nas, what type of pronouns are they? The ones we haven't studied, or attached, or standalone? Not studied yet. These ones we haven't studied yet. They are part of the fi'l. Okay? They are with the fi'l. They come packaged with the fi'l. We haven't studied this one yet. That's why I have put blue under it. If you identify them as pronouns, good job, that is correct. But we haven't studied these yet, and that's why I'm putting them aside. Is that okay? Why isn't ja'a not part of these? Isn't ja'a a fi'l? Ja'a is a fi'l, correct. But this na is an attached pronoun. It's an attached pronoun. Right now, you have to take my word for it, because believe it or not, there's a pronoun that's hiding within ja'a. You might think that's hilarious, but it's actually true. And that is what we'll learn on day one of steps two. Where is the pronoun hiding? Sometimes the pronoun is hiding the actor pronoun. Sometimes it's hiding. Sometimes it's not hiding. Okay? We'll learn that. You will enjoy it. But for now, as you asked an excellent question, right? I had to answer that. This na is definitely, you say, but why don't we put this also under this category? Right now, we're saying this is an attached pronoun, inshallah. And then on steps two, day one, we're going to talk about this again. Okay? All right. Now, tell me about harf jar. Where is the first harf jar here? قَالُوا وَلَا قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ Shay'in in thank you. The first harf jar here is min. Yes, harf of jar. What is my ism majrur? Shay'in, very good. Thank you very much. That is ism majrur. Ahsantum. All right, any other harf jar here? Any other harf jar? Fi, thank you. Very nice. Fi is a harf jar. What follows the harf jar fi? What is dalalin? Dalalin would be ism majrur. Jazakallahu khair. Ism majrur. Okay? As you can see clearly, it's got two tanweens. Okay, very good. What about mudaf mudaf ilayhi? Do we have mudaf mudaf ilayhi here? Well, let's search for for mudaf mudaf ilayhi. We're looking for an ism that doesn't have tanween. Correct? Mudaf is, you have to have mudaf and then mudaf ilayhi. You can't have only mudaf ilayhi. You need to have both. We need for mudaf an ism that doesn't have tanween, correct? Yes or no? No al, no tanween. Great. All right. We have nadirun as an ism. Does that have tanween? Yes or no? Tanween, that means not a mudaf. Okay. Kadhabna is a fi'l. Wa is a harf. Qulna is a fi'l. Ma is a harf. Nazzala is a fi'il. Allahu, proper ism. Exclude that from the conversation. Okay, for now. Allahu, proper ism. Exclude that from the conversation. Min. And by the way, after Allahu, you cannot have mudaf ilayhi because you have a harf jar, right? That's or no? Great. Min. Shay'in. Ism. Yes or no? Tanween. Yes or no? So that means not a mudaf. Correct? Excellent. Okay. Illa. Oh, antum. Antum is an ism. No tanween. Yay. Antum is an ism, not tanween. Is that a mudaf? No al, no tanween. Is antum a mudaf? No, why not? Oh, mashallah, I appreciate the honesty this summer. Think about what type of ism it is. Because it's a standalone pronoun, right? Standalone pronouns are just by themselves. Attached pronouns, are they mudaf or mudaf ilayhi? Attached pronouns. If I say rabbuka, attached pronoun is always a mudaf ilayhi. It attaches to a mudaf. Let me refresh your memory. Look at this, right? Attached pronoun attaches to an ism. Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. The mudaf ilayhi is the pronoun. Correct? And the mudaf would be the ism is attaching itself to. Right? Yes or no? So the question, like whenever we're looking for our mudaf ilayhi, the pronoun that is never going to be a mudaf. The pronoun is not going to be a mudaf ever. Okay? It's going to be a mudaf ilayhi if it is attached to an ism. Okay, we'll see an example of that. Dalalin. Dalalin is an ism. Is it a mudaf? No. Why not, Summer? Tanween. Ahsant. Well done. Okay, what about man'ut na'at? Do we have a man'ut na'at here? Dalalin. Let's look at dalalin. What's the status of dalalin? Majroor. Kabirin. Majroor. Check. Dalal. Error. Singular. Correct, not errors. Kabirin, big or great. Singular? Yes. Dalalin looks masculine. Kabirin looks masculine. Yes, yes. Okay, check, check, check. Three things checked. Dalalin indefinite. Kabirin also indefinite. Check number four. It is man'ut. And not. Man'ut and not. Are you with me, people? Make sense? Walhamdulillah. All right. So that is ayah number 9. Let us move on to an activity that I have for you. Fakadhabna. Okay. I want you, because we're going to start to study fi'ils again. I don't want you to forget about them. Especially all the work we did in the beginning. Okay. So I'm going to give you some time, a few moments to fill out this table. Inshallah, type it out and you can put it in the chat box. If you don't mind, just send it instead of to everyone, send it to me. So that others don't just like who are typing, they don't get discouraged by seeing someone else has done so fast. Okay. Inshallah. We'll take a few moments and then we'll get back into the study of ayah number 10 and ayah number 11, inshallah. All right, people. We're going back to this table because we're going to start with this for steps 2. get us back in the flow of fa'il and then dive headfirst into fa'il. Inshallah. Okay. Jazakumullahu khair. More of these like private answers, especially in the tutorials, because it gives an opportunity for people to process information themselves. It's actually very tense. If you're typing something and someone else has typed it and sent it already, it's like, I don't know. I think it brings about quite a bit of anxiety. So I want to make sure that everybody has opportunity to the best of our ability to get these things right, inshallah ta'ala. Okay. Root letters, as many of you have correctly highlighted, it's ka, the, and ba. Family is family two, right? Family is two with the shadda on R2. Past tense is the same as what's written there. Past tense is kadhaba. Present tense is you kadhibu. Command tense, chop chop. Kadhib, very good, inshallah. And the master is al or at-takdhib. And the actor, again, we're leaving R3 tashkil completely empty, is al-mukadhib. Al-mukadhib. Again, R3 tashkil is left empty because we're not worried about its status or whatever, right? Al-mukadhib. Al-Mukadhab. Al-Mukadhab. Excellent. Jazakumullah khairan, everybody, for participating. Okay. Was this helpful, having a bit of time to do this? All right. Alhamdulillah. I feel sometimes that if there's not enough opportunity for processing, right? It doesn't help. I also realize that I think the timer doesn't always work. So there's certain technique. I use techniques that are used in like a school setting, right? The problem is that in the school setting, the kids have no anxiety. Like they have no desire to learn. So you have to create anxiety for them to learn. Okay. Can't be too much because then they won't learn anything. Some of them still won't learn anything, mashallah. But you have to create a little bit of it. So all these techniques do that. Now, the thing is that in adults, it's different because anxiety often for adults becomes like a huge barrier because the motivation is already there. You're coming here to learn already. Like, I don't have to worry about that. So that's why I don't put the timer there. And I'm also like blanking on the screen and leaving it so that it's private, allowing as little barriers as possible, inshallah, to learning. Okay. I hope that is something good. Again, some lessons I've learned from this first step semester. And inshallah ta'ala will continue to do something similar, inshallah. Okay. Now, alhamdulillah. Great point, Sister Maryam. Walillahi alhamd. Now, moving on to the next one. The next ayah, sorry, which is وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Ayah number 9, and then finally ayah number 10, and finally ayah 11, فَاَعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. وَقَالُوا, what does wa mean? Wa means, and, thank you. قَالُوا, قالوا, oh Allah, help me, please. قالوا means, that's okay, this is a tough one, we didn't do this one yet. As in, like, haven't studied this yet, but they, look at what it says, they will say, okay? They will say. However, literally, the word means they said. You remember the same explanation that applied to the first qalu, this one, bala qad ja'ana nadhir, applies to this qalu as well. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still talking about the akhirah with the present tense fi'l like it's a fact. Are you with me, people? If you want, I can put it in brackets, like they said, in you know, like literally. You can put like this, literally, they said. I think I'll put that there as well. That might help, right? If I just put literally, they said. Because it's so lit. That's a terrible joke, but alhamdulillah. I'm sure you will laugh. Some of you will laugh. Low. low. What does low mean? Low means if. Low means if. Low, if. Kunna. Kunna, he's translating it as we had. Okay? Kunna, we had. Okay? Kunna, let's come back to it in a second.
Nasma'u.
Nasma'u from seen mim ayn sami'a sami'a Allahu liman hamida. We had listened. Okay. Literally, it is we listen. I'll explain the difference in a little bit. Okay, stay with me, please. Oh. Sister Solange's idea is also nice about the bolding part, but I'm using the notation that is used in the dictionary. Ow means what?
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Or na'qilu. Na'qilu. From the word ayn qaf lam, aql. And not just the meme, the guy doing this. Na'qilu, we listened or
Na'qilu.
Understood as close, reasoned. Reasoned. If I was to search by this root letter, Ayn, Qaf, and Lam. Where is Ayn Qaf Lam? There is Ayn Qaf. Oh, sorry. There is Ayn Qaf Lam. Okay, if I was to search by that, what do I find? Right? Say, to understand, to reason. Make sense? If we had listened or reasoned, again, literally, we reason. Ma. Take a guess what ma means. Good guess. Not. Right? So, Sister Amari means both things. But in this context, just by the meaning, it means not. Okay? Or just by the context, sorry, it means not. Kunna, we would be. I think the better transition would be here. Kunna, we, oh, come on, would be, again, literally, we had, fee, what does fee mean? Fee is easier, inshallah. It's like a relief to have a word that doesn't have a tense that's changing. fee means? In, yay. Ashab. Take a guess what ashab means based on the word sahaba. Same root letter. Companions. Very good. Companions. As-sa'ir. Sa'ir, you can take a guess by the context, right? What is it the ayah speaking about? Hellfire, people going there, people regretting, people saying we should have heard and listened, right? So a sa'ir is fire, hell. Translated here as the blaze with a capital B. As it's one of the names of the fire of hell, right? The blaze. Okay, I'll capitalize it too because I think it's a good way to do things. Okay, what is the meaning here? The meaning is as follows. And they will say, okay, why not they said? Because it's happening in the Akhirah. Okay, if we had listened or reasoned, then we would not be in, i.e., among the companions of the blaze. Okay. A couple of notes here. Do you notice I added a word then? Did you notice that? Is the word then anywhere in the ayah as a word, like we did word by word? Was the word then there anywhere? It's not there. Okay. This if then is a very beautiful, very powerful, and steps part three level concept. Okay. It joins two sentences with an if-then, okay? Causation. And when that happens, the tense changes, okay? The tense changes. Past tense, we had, turns into present tense. We would be, okay? This is an advanced concept, but I want to point it out to you. Because we are translating it. Because we said kunna means he had. Now kunna means we would be. But literally still means we had. Okay. Let me repeat that. If then this concept is a very advanced concept. It's steps to Arabic part 3. Okay. What happens is when this concept comes, it links two jumlas together. And what it does is it changes the tense of the jumla from past to present. Okay? That's why I said literally it's we had past tense. Okay? This is, I know this is heavy stuff. It's a lot. But like I've always said about the Quran, right? I don't want to give you a sanitized version of Arabic where there's nothing outside of our circle of knowledge, right? When we study Quran, the objective is to learn the words to the best of our ability. And number two, to see how far ahead we have to go, like how much above, like how many levels above are above our head, for example, right? Just to, there's value in that as well, okay? This is a level quite a bit above, but I wanted to highlight it to you in the best and the easiest possible manner. Okay? Are you with me? Oh, brother, that's an excellent question. Hold on to that question. Okay? Let me answer that towards the end of the class. Okay? All right. That's the point number one. Point number two is if I were to go through this letter by letter. What did I say? Waw is a. Waw is a. Ism fi'l harf. Waw is a. Harf. Qalu would be a. Would be a fi'l. Thank you. Law. If you were to guess, you would guess it to be a. to Haifa. That's a good guess. That's a good guess. You're developing, inshallah, the intuition for it, low being a harf. Okay? The word kunna, what I will tell you is the following. TBD. What does TBD mean? To be determined. In Arabic, they called kunna. Kunna is actually a version where the actor has changed from he to we. It's called kana. Have you seen the word kana in the Quran somewhere? Frequently. Okay. It's called al-fi'l al-naqis. The deficient fi'l. It's like it doesn't have enough nutrients. It's like it's an iron deficiency or something. The deficient fi'l. The deficient fi'l is a very interesting study. We'll do this after we studied non-deficient fi'ls. Okay? that's why I'm going to leave it as TBD for now. Okay? Nasma'u. Listened. We listen. What do you think? Fi'l, right? Oh. أو is a harf. نعقلو be reason. فعل ما not harf. Excellent. كنا TBD في harf jar. Allahu Akbar. I like it when you say harf jar instead of harf. Ahsantum, ahsantum. Well done. What is ashabi? So a good friend. Ism majrur. Right? We like ism majrur because we can see it so easily. Alhamdulillah. Right? All right. As-sa'idi is an ism as well. Right? Clearly there's an al here. Let's go back to ashabi. Does it have a tanween? No tanween. No al. Followed by something that's majroor. Correct? So it will be mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Right? Is that point clear, inshallah? Excellent. Has off as well. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Tell me something. Ashabi. Ashabi. Oh, come on. Ashabi. Its properties. What is the properties of ashabi? Status. Majroor. Number. From the meaning, people. Tell me from the meaning. Plural, right? Great. Gender. You can take an educated guess, and you're right, it is masculine. Okay. Type. If it's a mudaf, what's the type of the mudaf? The type of the mudaf is same as mudaf ilayhi, right? Yes or no? Let's take mudaf ilayhi for now. As-sa'iri. Okay. Status. I think that's obvious. Majroor. The blaze. From the translation. From the meaning. Number. Singular. Very good. Do you remember what Jahannam was? Jahannam was feminine or masculine? Feminine. Remember Nar? Feminine or masculine? Feminine. What would you guess for Asair? And what were the reason for that? MashaAllah. Great job. And then finally, the type. This is almost like because of Arabs. Definite, right? Ah, right? And definite because there's an al here, isn't it? Yes or no? What is this? Ashab al-Sa'ir, Ashabi. What is this type now? It's definite due to same as mudaf ilayhi. That's the reasoning. Okay. On Monday, I'm going to actually give you reasons why things are definite. That's why I'm starting to write them in a bracket here. Okay. Reasons why things are definite or isms are definite. And things says isms are indefinite. We'll just make a short, quick list because now we've seen enough examples of it. Right? But here we are, definite, because it is the same as mudaf ilayhi. You with me, people? Yay, alhamdulillah. Oh, yes. We'll go through it step by step, and it will become very intuitive, inshallah. The reason why it's not intuitive right now is because we've only seen it in a few instances. Mudaf ilayhi and manu'ud na'at, really, right? Once we see more and more of it, it will become better and better, inshallah. Make sense? Walillah alhamd. Let's move on to fa'tarafu bidhanbihim. Fa'tarafu bidhanbihim. Okay, you can guess what's the first word in the ayah. The first word in the ayah is fa. Excellent. The first word is indeed fa. And fa means then or so, right? They both kind of are like similar. Causation. It's okay. Okay. Now, what is this letter right here? The letter. This is a Hamzatul Wasl, right? Hamzatul Wasl, correct? Okay. I'm going to type it with the alif, right? Because I can't type Hamzatul Wasl unless Sister Solange has some shortcut for that. Do you? Do you? Allahu Akbar, look at this, mashallah. Sister Solange has got a bag of tricks here, mashallah. اعترفوا well, Solange is sharing us with us with that. They will confess. Huh? They will confess. They will confess. But literally, it is they confessed in the past tense. Literally. Okay? Now, again, speaking about the akhirah with the past tense. Oh boy, what is that? 671 Alt X. Allahu Akbar. Look at that. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. That is a sick shortcut. I'm like speechless here. Alt X. You can turn me into a meme there if you wanted to. فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ. Okay, let's go. جزاك الله خير سيستر سولانج. MashaAllah. Amazing. Okay. Be them, be him. Be, what does the word be means? Be means, it means with or in, right? Remember, be was with slash in, right? That's okay, alhamdulillah, no problem. Themb, them be. Them be. Themb is a word for sins. Sins. The word themb is actually singular, but it is used as a plural. Okay? Like, you know, you can say like, a category of sins is just called sin. Okay? Everything is included. Okay? So that's what sins, sorry, translating it as sins here. Okay? Them be sins. It's again, here as well, you see the translation says sins. You know? Sins, sins. They're all saying sins. All right. After that, I have what? I have him, right? Him means what here? In this context, him would mean them is good. Think about like what's before it. Them sins or their sins, right? If I put them there, Sister Solange will be upset at me. So I have to make sure I get the right pronoun there. Fa means what? Then slash so, right? We'll put both of them there, no problem. Suhqan. Suhqan is a unique Arabic tool. Let's put away with, just for now. Away with. Okay? Don't use it with like people, okay? Don't just tell your Arab friend like suhqan. It's very like, it's the Quran's, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using it to really, you know, talk about very, very bad people, okay? Don't use it like just in normal life. I've seen people learn Quran and sometimes take words from the Quran and start saying it to like normal Arabs and they're like, whoa, man, what are you doing? don't do that. Don't be that guy. Okay, Li means what? For, right? Alhamdulillah, right? Okay. Ashabi, again, I think you can tell me what ashabi means again. Ashabi, companions. As-sa'ir. Sa'iri. What is that, people? The blaze, right? The blaze. Very good. Alhamdulillah. What is that literal translation? So, they will confess their sins. So, away with the companions of the blaze. Now you notice that the harjar b is excluded when we do like the full translation. Confess with their sins, we don't speak like that in English, right? We don't say confess in their sins. This is part of the study of fi'il. When you study fi'il, we have to study how does a particular fi'il use a harf jar with it, or doesn't use a harf jar. That's why we will defer that to our study once we have gotten to fi'il and jumla fi'liya, the sentence of the fi'il. Likewise here as well, same situation here as well. The li is used, it means for, but in the running translations, we don't need it. Okay? We don't need it. Not because it's not there, but It's just how the sentence structure ends up being. Okay? So away with the companions of the blaze. Let's quickly. Ashabi is companions is the plural of sahib. It's a plural. Okay? Sahib. We're going to do plurals on Monday as well. Okay? Don't worry. We're going to do a little bit of a pointer on plurals. Monday's plan is four properties: status, number, gender, type. Status, how do you tell status? Some points. Number, how do you tell some numbers, like plurals? Gender, how do you tell, talk about gender? A little bit there, not just like from a gender as in like an Arabic gender, not like, you know what I mean. And the type, how do you tell type? What is definite, what is not definite? Okay, we'll do that a little bit, inshallah. Yes, inshallah. That is steps 3 for sure. When we get to Jumla Shartiya, that's when we will be able to have that really excellent conversation about why does this tense change and the amazing beauty of the Quran when it does that. Okay? All right. Now, here we are quickly. Let's do this. Fa is a harf. I'tarafu is a fi'l. I'm going to do this one for you quickly because we're running out of time. Okay? I'tarafu is a fi'l. All right. B is what, people? Tell me. B is a harf of jar. Jazakallahu khairan. Okay. What is after harf of jar? Ism majrur. Dhanbi is my ism majrur. Dhanbi is my ism majrur. Not dhanbihim, because him is a different word. Now, him is an attached pronoun. What is it attaching to? Attaching to a ism. It's attaching to a ism, right? Ism, dhanbi is ism majrur, literally ism, right? So it's attaching to an ism. Thus, it is also going to be mudaf. Dhanbi is going to be mudaf, and him would be mudaf ilahi. No problem, Sister Maryam. Not a problem at all. Alhamdulillah. Correct? You can kind of think of it this way, right? You have dhanbi like that. That's one relationship. And then the second relationship is dhanbi him, like that. Make sense? Fa is a harf. Suhqan is an ism, correct? Because it has a tanween. Suhqan is an ism. What's li? Li is a harf of jar. By the way, the shadda on the lam is a tajweed shadda. Okay, don't worry about it. Ashabi is ism majrur. Also, it is ashabi is also mudaf. Jazakallahu khairan. Right? Because doesn't have tanween, doesn't have al, makes the word afterward majrur. Mudaf, and as-sa'iri is mudaf ilayhi. Right? Make sense, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. With that, we will conclude. Brother Raid, if you don't mind, I'll answer your question later, inshallah, about how much we can expect to know. But keep in mind, the journey of learning Quran is a ongoing journey. I'll share this. Please ask this question on Monday. I think I'll share an answer that's more thought out at that point, inshallah. Please work on your projects. Some of you already sent your projects. Jazakallahu khairan. That's awesome. Monday, inshallah, will be our last class. Steps 2, we will begin from fi'l. Okay? Why? Because we've studied ism at a pretty good level. And now fi'l is going to be a fresh start. If you're still catching up from steps 1, you can actually start steps 2 and begin your study of fi'l while still catching up with the rest of the stuff from the ism. Okay? That's the advantage of scheduling it this way, inshallah ta'ala. So I hope that even if you feel you're catching up, you will be there for steps 2, because steps 2, inshallah ta'ala, will be a brand new start when it comes to fi'l. I hope to see you all on Monday, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan. January 5th is the deadline, of course. If you need an extension, please email me, inshallah ta'ala. some of you have emailed me. I have not responded back. Inshallah, I'm going to get through my emails starting tomorrow. بإذن الله تعالى. I'll see you all on Monday. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وياكم إن شاء الله.